The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The start of Palliative Care Week, and it seeks to highlight the positive impact that palliative care has on the lives of people with life-limiting illnesses and on their families. And in a minute we're going to hear from a woman whose son is using the palliative care services of Laura Lynn. But first, we're joined by Fintan Fagan, who is Chief Executive Officer of St Francis Hospice in Dublin and Chair of the All-Ireland Institute of Hospice and Palliative Care. And Fintan, I had recently reason to watch a palliative care nurse do her job with a friend of mine, and it was remarkable the gain for the family. It was remarkable for the difference that it made. For people unfamiliar, can you give us a sort of a sense of the role of a palliative carer and what it consists of?
Good morning, Anton, and thank you very much for the opportunity to share the message of palliative care. You're right that the role of palliative care is one of support. It is one of supporting the patient and supporting the family. And it's provided by a range of professionals supporting the person, whether in their home, in a nursing home, in a hospital or in a hospice. And really, our ambition as palliative care services across the island of Ireland is that this is the one time in your life that all your needs are looked after. So the role involves symptom management, pain control, but also treating the person as a whole person and identifying the opportunities for them to celebrate their life and to pursue their hobbies and to pursue their ambitions and to ensure that they live well to the end. And it's when people come into hospice, it's about creating a home away from home. And in hospices, we've had weddings, we've had communions, we've had christenings. So when people are palliative or have life-limiting illnesses, the hospice services across the island of Ireland want to ensure that they live really well to the end.
Obviously, for those working in the area, there, as you say, there are elements of celebration, there are elements of laughter, there are elements of joy. But it's still a job that for the professional, for the practitioner, keeps them all of the time with people who are dying, who are going through, in large part, the end phases of their life. Is that terribly draining on the people who do it?
When you come into a hospice, it's like coming into a home. All of the staff see the patients and families come in as coming into their home, and I suppose moving from their home into our home. The professionals are there, very experienced, and they do get support, and obviously they do build relationships with the patients and families, and their kindness and professionalism is reflected back by the patients and families. And hospice has grown out of the community as a voluntary spirit, and what's reassuring to all of the carers, be it physiotherapists or OTs or nurses or doctors, is that they're helping families, and there's a great joy in that. And often when people cross the threshold into the hospice, they have a perception that it may be a dark and dour place, but it's quite the opposite. It's full of life, it's full of joy, and it's a privilege for us to work in hospice services, and it's a privilege for us to be supported by the community. And you know, it's often associated with cancer, but it's also really important for advanced heart disease or lung disease or kidney failure or other conditions such as motor neuron disease. And there's a hospice service, community services in every county in Ireland, and we're trying to ensure that there's more hospice services, inpatient units right across the island of Ireland as well, so that everybody gets the opportunity for palliative care.
Is there a common emotional journey that you see people go through when they're going through palliative care or going through end stages of life, or is it different for everybody?
Care is very individualised, and what palliative care does, it focuses on helping people to talk about what is important to them and to make the decisions about their care and their wishes. And one family that is sharing the story with us and who've attended St Francis Hospice talk about their granny being in the hospice and talking about that when she came to the hospice, she felt that she was living in the hospice. And while she might have died in the hospice, the hospice created an environment where her family could be with her, where her grandchildren could play Connect Four with her, where she could bring in her dog, where she could actually get the time to reflect and to process death in a dignified manner. And we're very good in Ireland at I suppose, celebrating people's lives, and that's the important part for us. And we bring the community into the hospice as well, and we have many volunteers that work with us as well. And that provides that support. And the really important message that we want to get out during Palliative Care Week is that people don't fear hospice. And that's why we have some wonderful patients and families who are sharing their story. And it is so important that people avail of palliative care, avail of the pain management, the symptom control, but also the psychosocial support for family. And coping with bereavement after somebody dies is really important, and the hospice provides that support as well.
Well, you mentioned families telling that their stories of their own experience of the care. One of those is represented by Andrea Smith this morning. Andrea is the mother of Jake, who's been using the services of Laurel Lynn Hospice. Andrea, you're very welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. Can you tell us about Jake?
Jake is a 7-year-old little boy. He was diagnosed with a very aggressive brain tumour at 4 weeks of age. It was described to us as being the size of a man's fist. He had the tumour removed, and we spent a month in Temple Street, and then we went straight to Crumlin after that to start chemotherapy. So he has been in active treatment for the tumour since then, so the last 7 years. We were informed that we'd be lucky if he survived until his first birthday, and it would, because it was such an aggressive form of cancer, that they were just, that the treatment would be extending life and would not be curative. So unfortunately, with the brain tumour being so large and happening when he was so young, it caused developmental delays. We have mobility issues. He he's incontinent. He's still in nappies. He has a feeding tube in his stomach. He receives a lot of daily medication. He's nonverbal, but he can still kind of communicate. If he wants to play with his toys or the TV programs change, he'll bring the remote over. So he does have some basic communication skills. But he's had a tough 7 years.
And the poor fella. And I assume it has been tough for you as well, because something like that, for a child that young, it must be all-consuming.
It is. And I think that with children in palliative care, obviously the family is a lot younger and the person, so you don't have the knowledge of a life well lived, or you're aware that the milestones mightn't be hit, like losing a first tooth or the first day of school or making their confirmation or the communion. So you don't know how long you're going to have with them. So you lose the expectation of a normal life for them. You know they're not going to ever go on a date or get married. So that's kind of, you mourn that as well, which is tough, and it can be quite difficult. But it also means that the family is quite young. I had two other children who were 4 and 6 at the time when Jake was diagnosed, and you still have to be a parent to them. They still want your attention when they come home with their artwork, and they don't really understand at that age the level of care that a child needs, or why you're spending so much time with their younger brother. So Laurel Lynn Children's Hospice allows us to care for our other children and to give us the time with them while they care for Jake.
Did you have any wariness about taking palliative care? Because I assume there is a sort of a sense of finality to that step.
There is. My limited knowledge of palliative care at the time was obviously the end stage, so the last weeks, and just with kind of pain management or symptom management. So that was just my knowledge. So I was a little bit afraid going into palliative care and into the hospice, because I was unsure of what it entailed. Whereas with Laurel Lynn, they care for us throughout, from the initial diagnosis and throughout the illness. So we've been with them for the last 7 years. We've gotten to know the staff, they know us, they know our children. We feel like the hospital is a comfortable and safe space for all of us to go, and where we kind of feel like some of the weight is lifted off not only myself and my husband, but my younger children's shoulders as well, because they go through everything that we go through, and sometimes they can be a little bit forgotten about, or they're just, the parents talk to the doctors or the specialists, or the parents are dealing with physiotherapy or occupational therapy or dietitian needs, and the children just kind of potter along in the background and they become used to it. So Laura Lynn Children's Palliative Care, which is the only one in Ireland, allows us to either spend time with our children when they need it.
And presumably it also gives them time to come to terms with what's actually happening and to understand it. Because I assume for small kids, it's a difficult thing to understand.
It is. And we were told very early on that kids understand more than we give them credit for. And although they're in outside the room, if a doctor's telling us something or we've had to head into the hospital, they have some knowledge. And they can read our concerns or our worries. So we were informed from a very early stage to explain to them at their level of knowledge of what's happening. So we did have to explain to them that Jake was only going to be with us for a very short period of time. We didn't know how long, and we were just going to care for him as best we could and to live our lives as well as possible. And of course, they had the fear of saying, well, if Jake is a child and can die, does that mean that I'm going to die? So it opens up so many questions for them, because you grow up thinking that you are born, you live your life, you go off, you get married, and then you age and old people die. So it's a real shock for people when they hear, and especially for children, that that mortality is just so fragile. And they would ask you, oh, are we going to die? And then what happens when Jake dies? And so you have to have a serious conversation with them about it, but on their level, you know. And the staff in Laura Lynn have been brilliant to help us with that through kind of family days and activities and spending days with other families and other siblings who are also going through a similar situation.
Well, I'm glad that that help is there. And sorry that it is the only place in Ireland that provides such help, because as you say, Laura Lynn being the only children's hospice. Andrea, thanks very much for coming on this morning. That's Andrea Smith, mother of Jake. And just to go back briefly to you, Fintan, for people then who have not had reason to engage with palliative care, but might someday in the future, as a lot of us might someday in the future, what is the message you'd like to leave them with?
That palliative care is living as well as possible to the end. And I'd encourage people to go to thepalliativehub.com to get the information, see the patient stories, and also to follow the hashtag Palliative Care Week. Over the next week, lots of information will be shared. And on behalf of all of the services, we'd like to thank Andrea and Jake for sharing their story, because it is only through stories like Andrea and Jake have shared that we'll be able to communicate the message that palliative care is something for everyone, and it is life-affirming, and everybody on the island of Ireland should avail of that service.
Well, we'll second that. Thank you again to Andrea Smith and to Jake for Andrea telling his story. And thanks to Fintan Fagan, Chief Executive Officer of St. Francis Hospital in Dublin and Chair of the All-Ireland Institute of Hospice and Palliative.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Palliative care.